Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call on this wonderful Thursday. We're tagging today. This is our season Thursday because we're going to allow God's love to dwell through us and in us and let him shine through us as others see him in us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so thankful, oh God, that you have gotten us up this morning and breathed into us the breath of life and made us again living souls that we can give you praise, glory, and honor in all things. Lord, we're decreeing and declaring that this is our season. And it's our season, Lord, because we're allowing the love of God to dwell, to flow, and to thrive in each and every one of our lives. We thank you, Father God, for this master's call that you have thriving in your love, Lord God, day by day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central. Lord, we thank you that the people that are on this call will receive what you have for them as they go forth to their day, Lord God, allowing God to dwell in them. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you have your way with the speaker this morning, that you have your way like never before, that we always will receive what you have for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for the word that goes forth and never returns void, but always accomplish what you sent it to do. So speak your word, Lord God, that our hearts and our minds will just thrive in what you will have us to do in our everyday lives. Lord God, thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in all your ways. We give your name the glory and the praise for Artists International, Artist Life. We thank you, Father, for thriving the company in the way you will have it to thrive. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for doing it, not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray and say thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I love each and every one of you, and I'm turning it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you. God bless you also. Thank you so much for that awesome tag today. Good morning, TMC family. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and I am saying welcome, 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 along with our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. I just love that tag. It is our season Thursday, and we are just going to glean on that and just be encouraged, knowing that God has great and mighty things for each and every single one of you. Welcome to our awesome call, which was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two beautiful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a powerful scripture that we stand on, and it is Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we are all about. That's why this call was founded. We pray for you. We know God's word goes forward in your life, and our mission statement is that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. The call also has a website address for you, our website where we have so much information for you. We have the bios of our speakers. We also have a brief synopsis of the message, and all of the messages have been archived. So feel free to go to themasterscall.net where you can listen to today's message, or you can download any message that you are interested in and share it with your friends. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. We also have an email address for you, and our email is info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And feel free to give us your praise report, your prayer request. As I mentioned, we pray for you. Also, if you would like to be a greeter, as our dear Minister Brenda was doing, if you would like to host, as I am doing right now, you can send all of that to info@themasterscall.net. And the company, the awesome company that has brought many of us together, is Artist Life, Artist International, now known as Artist Life. And we want to thank the Diaz de Leon family for this awesome debt-free company. We have such awesome products for you. And if you would like to find out more about us, more about our company, more about our conference that I'm getting ready to share with you also, feel free to even go back to the person that invited you to the call, or you can get on the new morning motivational call. And that call is held Monday through Friday, immediately following this call. And there's a team of great leaders that have vital information for us, and they tell us the benefits of our wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Get ready. Mark your calendar now and join us in March. When in March? March 3rd through the 5th, 2017. Can you believe that? Glory to God, 2017. We are going to be in Los Angeles, California for our extravaganza. It's going to be held at the Airport Sheraton Hotel. Again, March 3rd through the 5th, 2017 in LA. Go to your back office and register, and more details to follow. Not only that, we have a 72-hour weight loss marathon taking place starting today at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time through 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be every hour on the hour, and the call is only 15 minutes. You will be able to find out more about us. The number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Going to be some awesome leaders sharing with you. 72-hour weight loss, again, beginning at 11 o'clock today, Central Standard Time. And I'll come back and I'll share all that information with you again. But right now, I want to just tell you a little bit about one of our co-founders, Dr. Dimples, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is a wonderful woman of God. She's a blessed woman of God. She's an anointed woman of God. And she is going to share the word with us today. We know that Dr. P.K., she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. And you know what? There is so much that I can tell you about her. She is the proud mom of two wonderful children, Elisha Jr. and Devola. She has five grandchildren, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, she is truly a blessing. She used to be one of our only ambassador of artists, now Artist Life. She has a joy retreat that is just doing great things. Many people are just seeing their lives change as her life has been changed. She is just super fantastic. And you know what? I'm not going to take up any more of her time. I know God has put a word in her belly for us. She's a blessing to the masses. We love her dearly. Dr. Super Fantastic Miss Dimples, are you there, Dr. P.K. Roberts?
Minister Robin, God bless you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Take it away, Dr. P.K.
I love you. I love you. I love you back. I love you. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I like it just the way you did it. I thank God for you giving us all of the information and announcements this morning. And I do bless the Lord for our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who's also here in the Mississippi our Mississippi Queen here down on the coast. Thank God for you opening us up this morning with that wonderful tag. This is our season Thursday. And as always, I always honor my sidekick and sister friend, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon down there in Prairie View, Texas. And thank God for she and I, my own mother, Josie, and how God is continuing to bless and keep them. This morning, you guys, As I was preparing and thinking, I've been up since 4:30. I just thank God, you know, that this is the last Thursday, of 2016. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two more days, and we are into 2017. However, as all of you know, it's not over until it's over. We had the death of, people are still dying, and we are still in awe of those deaths. And it's as I was just thinking, I was just saying, okay, God, can we just hold up things just until we get over into 2017? How many of you said that you were ready for 2016 to end and 2017 to begin? Because we are just believing that with the tick of that clock over into 2017, something magically is going to happen and things are going to be better. How many of you are just really want and looking and expecting that to happen? But before, well, right now we are in the place that I call the betwixt and between Christmas and New Year. And it's always kind of tricky when we are looking for a message to really resonate during this time for so many reasons, because of the excitement or disappointment that has come with Christmas and all of the different gifts. Are you just recognizing that, good God, you've gone into debt that you should not have and you can't return all this stuff, or you want to return some of it and you can't? You know, we just in betwixt and between. But I just decided that this morning I was going to still work on the birth of Jesus story, the birth of Jesus, which is found in the first chapter of Matthew and also in Luke, the first chapter, and we are there at the 18th verse. And my subject, because my sister always said, you know, you give us a subject. Well, my subject is interrupted plans. Interrupted plans. And as we look here in the scripture here at the 18th verse, the birth of Jesus, I'm reading from the Message Bible, took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph, honey, I know he was upset. He was a noble man. He determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. Well, you all, after I read that, I thought, there are so many details that are left out of this story. However, when we use our holy imagination, we can see, as I stated in my last sermon to you, that Joseph and Mary was in a very precarious situation. Here is Mary, who is just, I can see her being young and jovial and excited because Joseph has asked her to marry. I mean, and she is planning this wedding, and she is all into it. And all of a sudden, her time with the Lord, in her time with the Lord, here comes this angel saying, "Now you got to go and tell Joseph that you're pregnant by the Holy Spirit." Now I want you to just think about that for a moment. she goes and tells Joseph, and I can see Joseph in my holy imagination looking at her like, you must have been hit upside your head with a stupid stick if you think I'm going to believe that you've gotten impregnated by the Holy Ghost, whom we've never seen, can't touch. Who do you think I am? Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you, little girl. I'm going to figure out a way. Don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to figure out a way how I can get myself unattached from you, get you over yonder with your parents and leave you over there, and I'm going to move on with my life because you have done something crazy. I don't know what you thought you were doing. I mean, I thought you were all of that, and now you coming and telling me this? Please. Well, as I look at Joseph being hurt and devastated, brokenhearted, I also think about this year of 2016. As I reflect on 2016, you all, I want you to reflect on your 2016 as well. Yes, in our business of Artist International and in other network marketing business, we want people to think only of the good. We want you to be positive. Stay positive is our goal. We want you to remain in a place whereby you will send out positive vibes that will bring back positive results. That's what we want. Well, I want you to look at little Mary. Little Mary here, I believe she really was one who sought to do the will of God. I believe that she sought to do it just right. Just as some of you have said, God, I tried to do it just right. I doing 2016, I worked hard at doing it just right. However, 2016 has brought hurt and devastation into my life. I won't talk about yours, but you think about yours, and maybe some of what I share about mine would resonate, and you can say, that's me. January of 2016 started out, and I said, oh, my God, this is going to be the year whereby I'm going to really soar and do great things for the Lord. I swung open the doors of the Joy Retreat Center here on Joy Drive, and I welcomed in all of the dignitaries of this area, and I thought that things were up and running, and we were ready for each month to have an event that would absolutely be life-changing for each and every one who would come and open their hearts and minds to that which I knew God was going to do. But that idea was short-lived because in February, my niece, Ishka, 17 years old, went into hospital for just an exam to find out why her blood pressure could not be regulated at 17 years old. And she died. 17. Her graduation pictures had already been taken. College plans made. We were ready for the celebration. I'd already decided what the graduation gift was. But my plans were interrupted. How many of your plans were interrupted due to death during 2016? My life, not yours. In March, I was hospitalized and in April diagnosed with Mycobacteria Kansasi, a rare lung disease with a very poor prognosis, 6 months to live. I said, this is not what I had planned, Lord. this is not fair. I'm finally where I think I should be with this Joy Retreat Center. I'm finally with people that I think will help me along the way. I am here, and all of a sudden, death and sickness? This is not right, Lord. How many of you have battled illness and sickness during the year of 2016? How many of you have planned that wedding and was expecting to marry a happy ever after for 2016, and you're still waiting with only 2 days left because happy did not enter the picture? Well, there's only one point I'm going to leave you today, and I normally try to give you three. But today, the one point that I want you to know that I've learned during 2016 is this. It's worth writing down. It's worth putting on the refrigerator. It is worth putting on the mirror. You don't have to understand the plan to trust that God has a purpose. TK, you don't have to understand the plan. You see, Proverbs 19:21, which is a scripture that many of us know and repeat it over and over down through the years. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails in the end. You don't have to understand the plan to know that God has a purpose. Well, let's get back to our word right quick. And in verses 19 and 20, it says, while he was trying to figure out a way, this is in the Message Bible, I've been trying to figure out a way. You may have been trying to figure out a way. Joseph had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream. Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married to Mary. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's embryonic sermon to full term. And that sermon was, watch for this, a virgin will get pregnant and bear a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. In Hebrew, God is with us. I can see Joseph. Joseph said, are you kidding me? The last thing that I ever wanted is exactly what God wanted, and it is going to prevail. He says, in the middle of all of my pain, there's going to be a purpose that's going to come out of all of this, and it's going to be God's purpose that is going to prevail. Well, it doesn't feel fair, God. This is not what I planned. My time is up. But as I close, if I see Mary, she's pregnant, in labor, on the back of a donkey, no inn, no hotel for her to give birth, no epidural for the pain, no comfort from her mother or sister friends around her there in that cave. A baby having to be born and laid in a manger in a trough. right after birth to hear that the ruler, King Herod, wanted her son dead, and they were on the run. And then 33 years later, 33 short years later, she's at the foot of the cross where she's seeing her son hanging on the cross, them spitting on him, and him dying a despicable death. And Jesus saying, "It is finished. Unto your hands I commit my spirit." All of the plans interrupted plans of Mary and Joseph. I didn't plan it to be like this, Lord. I didn't plan it to be like this, y'all. I didn't plan 2016 to be like this. Debbie Reynolds didn't plan for Carrie to die before her, and then now she died.
Amen.
You all, let me tell you one thing. If your plans don't fit what you think they ought to be, know that God has a purpose. When we can't trace his hand, know that we can trust his heart. Amen. Robin, Minister Robin, come. And give us our final announcement, and I will come back and give you the benediction.
Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Thank you so much. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good to us, and we just want to thank you because we may not understand the plan or know the plan, but we know that you have a purpose. Thank you for the woman of God, reminding us and sharing with us and encouraging us, knowing that your plan for us is a plan that is good, a plan with a future, a plan not to harm us, a plan with an expected end. And also, Father, knowing that you're the one that began this great work in each one of us, and you're going to ensure that it is completed. I thank you that there's not one thing missing in Dr. PK's life, Father. Everything that she needs, she has, because you are her provider. You are her comforter. You are her strength. Just bless her fully, Father. Let your blessings overtake her in Jesus' name as she continues to share your word with others and their lives are being changed. And we have a homegoing of one of our dear family members, Minister Susan. Lord, we lift up the Hill family. We lift up her stepdad, Mr. Alexander Bubba Kitchen, known as Papa. We lift up his family, Father. And we know that as they prepare for their celebration on Friday, December 30th, and the homegoing on Saturday, December 31st, Lord, that you said, Father, you are their refuge. You are their strength. So shield them, comfort them, and encourage them. Because blessed are those who mourn, because they will be comforted. And Lord, that you said, being the Father of mercies and the God of comfort, that you will not give them more than they can bear. Let it be a time that they celebrate all the great and mighty things that Papa has done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you because we can say, our God is a blessing to each one of us because you bless us, you heal us, you redeemed our life from destruction, you crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and you satisfied our mouth with good things so our youth is renewed like the eagle. Thank you so much for all that you do for us in the name of Jesus. Well, family member, if you want to hear the playback immediately after we get off the call, you can dial our playback number at 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Otherwise, go ahead to the website and you can listen to the message once it's archived onto our website. Don't forget the new morning motivational call. It's right after this call. Today's Testimony Thursday. The number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. PIN code 294-617-POUND. Mark your calendar, March 3rd through the 5th. We're going to be in L.A. Yes, Los Angeles, California, at the Airport Sheraton Hotel. It's our extravaganza. And more details are coming. And register in your back office. And starting today, praise God, we have such great things going on. At 11 a.m. Central Standard until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our 72-hour weight loss marathon. It's going to be every hour on the hour, and the calls are only 15 minutes. That is not bad at all to find out such great news about what we're doing, about our awesome product. That number is 712-770-4005. The code is 294-617-POUND. We have many speakers. Again, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is starting us off at 11. And we have Candia Mosley, Juanita Kraft, Reggie Flanagan, Veronica Mallett-Williams, Victoria Flanagan, Wendy Darcy, Dee Lee, Claudette Brown, Anastasia Lewis. Glory to God. And not last but not least, we're going to start our corporate bash January 5th, 2017, for 21 days or 40 days. And more of that information is going to be on our website. We love you. Dr. PK, please come back and seal this awesome call.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. To each of you, I thank God for you. I thank God that in the midst of our interrupted plans, God is still on the throne. Therefore, come on, 2017. Why? Because I'm in the Lord and the Lord is in me. And whatever happens, I, like Mary, says yes to you, yes to your will, and yes to the way you want to do it. Father, we seal your word with a yes and a commitment to you. Go out and live a super fantastic life, saying yes to the Lord. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.